Be a pointer. Have you ever fallen for Satan's great lie that God loves others but not you? And for some reason you can't quite figure out you are not a favored child. If the enemy can make you believe that, he can cause you to live as a rebel or a victim instead of in the freedom that comes with the knowledge that your Father is the King of the universe. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so that they may have life, life in its fullest measure. John 10:10. Can you imagine life in its fullest measure? What would that look like to you? If you think living in the lap of luxury would be the ideal dream, who told you that? I bet it wasn't Jesus. I say to you that because God flips everything of this world so that a full life is one that can't help but proclaim the good news. For I can't boast merely because I proclaim the good news. This I do from inner compulsion. Woe is me if I don't proclaim the good news. 1 Corinthians 9:16. So then what is my reward? Just this, that in proclaiming the good news, I can make it available free of charge. 1 Corinthians 9:18. That may not seem like a great reward to you, but I disagree. I have learned that through sharing the truth of this good news, God has used me in a powerful way to help others begin to live fuller lives. When these reports come back to me, my heart overflows with joy. That is a reward that money will never buy, but Father gives freely to those who point others to Him. Someone you know needs to meet Jesus. All you have to do is point, and He'll take it from there.